There is a lot going on at the Port Huron Museum and all of its various properties. We haven't really talked much about the museum in a while, but we are going to do that right now with the interim director of the Port Huron Museum, Veronica Campbell. Veronica, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Let's start with the Carnegie Center. My goodness. If you haven't been to the Carnegie Center in a few years, it's been transformed, hasn't it?
Oh, it truly has. You know, we were really happy to be able to create a new space in this gem of ours. We've opened up the mezzanine floor, kept the glass floor that's original to the building, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, incredible. That has been a big project that's been underway for a few years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, but you know, the end of it is in sight for phase two at least. We're just going to see how it goes and keep it where it's at. But, you know, it's a great place to celebrate, to come and visit. We'll be having exhibits opening, so definitely come and see the progress.
Fantastic. Yeah, that was a major fundraising undertaking too, wasn't it?
It was, but so much support from the community and community partners. It's really a great place to share that with.
Well, do you have any specific exhibits coming up? Or
We do. We have Michigan and the Civil War actually starting next Wednesday. And that'll run through August. So we'll be incorporating some programs and adult learning education lectures. And we'll also be including some community collections as well.
All right, very good. It won't be too much longer before some of your other properties are open, like the Huron Lightship, right?
Yeah, yep. So the other sites, the Lighthouse, the Depot, and the Huron Lightship, all open in May. And we'll be looking to have another busy season this summer.
In addition to that, the museum has also acquired the D.B. Harrington locomotive. What's the status of that right now?
Well, it's such an awesome project. The D.B. Harrington is currently undergoing a cosmetic restoration at SC4. And while it's being restored, we are working on figuring out where it's going to go for a permanent home. And while I can't give too many details on that, I can say that the board and the museum staff are very excited with our opportunities.
Yeah, that's going to be really exciting to see that come to its completion. There's also something that really hasn't been talked about a lot, but it's a really neat thing. I believe the oldest structure in St. Clair County. It is the original Fort Gratiot Hospital, which is right adjacent to the Fort Gratiot Light Station.
Correct. Yeah, the Fort Gratiot Hospital was actually a part of the fort built in 1829, and the fort was abandoned in 1879. When the fort was abandoned, this building was cut down the middle, and the two pieces traveled around Port Huron as private homes. And then about over 15 years ago, the two pieces were found, and it was determined that they were part of the same building and that it was the hospital. So it is the oldest wooden structure in St. Clair County. And we are slowly but surely working on putting it back together. The exterior is almost completely renovated, restored to its 1879 condition. And when the exterior is done, then we can look to interpreting the medical and military history of Port Huron and St. Clair County inside that building.
Wow.
And that's really exciting. It's totally run by a very dedicated group of volunteers, mm-hmm. a complete grassroots project. And it's very exciting to be a part of. And I see a light at the end of the tunnel, though it might be a little farther away.
I know the medical community has really been interested in this, too, obviously, because it is, you know, an old hospital.
Yeah. They've been great supporters. And you know, we're looking forward to continuing that work to see the project through.
Very, very exciting. We're talking with Veronica Campbell. She is the interim director of the Port Huron Museum. And if people haven't gotten to know you, you've been here, about 3 years working with the museum now?
Yep, over 3 years. I was previously the director of collections and exhibits. And while I'm still working in that capacity, I've just stepped in to fill the need that was needed by the staff for leadership.
It is an exciting time in Port Huron, certainly, with all the development that's going on, a lot of great economic development and growth. And I'm sure the museum probably enjoys that, not just from an economic standpoint, but the more attention that's paid to Port Huron, the more attention that gets paid to the museum, too.
Yeah, the museum's really excited to be a part of this. The community is growing, and And we are looking forward to growing with the community as well and building those community partnerships so that we can, you know, work to make the museum and Port Huron a better place.
Good stuff. Veronica, thanks for sharing that information. We appreciate it very much. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having me.